From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Kathleen Moore reports for the Times Union that North Colony Schools Superintendent D. Joseph Corr said in an, and I quote, act of hideous overt racism, end quote, someone wrote racial slurs outside the only school in the district led by a black administrator. Corr said the vandalism occurred at Forts Ferry Elementary School in an area where there's no security cameras. The vandal also shattered a window at a back entrance and drew obscene pictures on the exterior walls of the school. Maintenance workers discovered the damage on October 30th, and they were able to remove the graffiti that evening. Police are investigating. Principal Casey Parker was at work greeting students as usual on October 31st. Parker taught previously in the Albany schools and served as a principal and building administrator in the Troy schools. He was appointed principal of Forts Ferry in July and is the only black principal in the district, where 62% of the students are white and 7% are black. In a statement, Corr said the district, and I quote, will not shy away from the fact that this act occurred at Forts Ferry, where Dr. Parker, a black man, became principal in July. We need to recognize the ugliness and pain of this moment, and we must, in word and deed, stand up and say racism has no place in our schools, end quote. Corr asked the community to join with him and I quote, denounce this hatred, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Pete DeMola reports in the Times Union that Albany police arrested a 24-year-old Gilboa man for first-degree aggravated harassment, a felony, on October 28th. The man, unnamed in the story, is accused of placing anti-Semitic and racist stickers at several University of Albany campus locations last week. The man took photos of his crime and then shared those images with a TV news station to draw attention to his hateful views. Campus police said last week that the stickers were associated with a group that is reported to have distributed hateful propaganda in several states. Campus officials said he had no ties to the school. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman reports that a bill sponsored by State Senator Michelle Hinchey requiring the presence of opioid medications on state college campuses has been signed into law by Governor Kathy Hochul. Democrat Hinchey of Socrates said the legislation will help increase access to life-saving opioid overdose reversal medications. The measure requires SUNY and CUNY schools to maintain a supply of opioid antagonists such as Narcan in all college-owned student housing, as well as train resident assistants who live in student residence halls on how to administer the overdose antidote. Hinchey said in a statement, and I quote, requiring Narcan in all SUNY and CUNY housing with trained student RAs who live with their peers and are often in the best position to administer this life-saving medication will save countless young lives and transform on-campus safety, end quote. According to Hinchey's office, more New Yorkers are dying of drug overdoses in a 12-month period than car accidents, suicide, and homicide combined. And she represents the Hudson Valley communities with some of the highest rates of opioid overdose deaths in the state. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.